Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I was thinking about when I was in the Boy Scouts, and we were camping out in the middle of nowhere. Actually, it was on a Marine base property, but it's 29 Palms, California. It's the middle of the desert. So we set up our tents, and everything was going really well. And then the wind came up, and I don't think one tent was left standing where it was supposed to be. And it was almost like we wouldn't even be able to put them back up. So we all had to sleep under the stars in the wind. That tents weren't strong enough to withstand the wind. Now, today we're talking about that we live in a tent, which is our earthly home. But this tent is referring to as our bodies. Our bodies are a tent. And we like to think that they're big and strong and everything is really good and all this stuff. But the winds of the world of life come blowing. And we tend to let ourselves get blown away, torn apart, scattered, all kinds of things happening. We cannot withstand these winds. We cannot withstand what is going on in the world on our own. There is no way that we can make our tents strong enough to withstand the evils of the world that are going on. And yes, there are evils, and yes, they are coming after us. Stronger than after anyone else. Why would they come after us? Because we profess to believe in Jesus Christ. So we are being attacked from all sides. Oh, come on. You don't really believe that stuff, do you? Oh, come on. You don't have to go to church on Sunday. But actually, you don't. Okay? You should want to go to church on Sunday to hear the Word of God. But no, let's just skip church. Let's go and have some fun. You know, why bother? Let's go out on Saturday nights and just sleep in at 8:45 in the morning. Are you serious? No, Sunday morning, I'm not going to want to get up that. And we hear this from all over the place. From our friends, from our loved ones, from our neighbors, from ourselves. Satan puts thoughts into our eye and our head. And we talk to ourselves. No, I don't want to get up this morning. So, you know, I actually thought that last Sunday. It's like I could sleep in. I'm not feeling good. But we decided to wake up and go ahead and listen to the service here. So I'm going to admit it's kind of strange for me to watch a service going on here when I'm not here, but it was a good idea because we need to be strengthened physically and spiritually. Why did I get sick? Why did I get sick at a church? Why did this happen? Because sin is in the world, and this earthly body can get sick. This earthly body can get infections. This earthly body can have illnesses, cancers, all kinds of things. And we don't always understand it. Why? Why does this happen? Because sin came into the world. And our earthly tents are now susceptible to have things happen to us. Things could happen to us not only physically, but emotionally. Emotionally, you could lose a loved one and you don't understand why. Or a friend might be going through all kinds of troubles. Or spiritually even. Is it really true? We could sometimes think of ourselves as Satan put in our heads. Did God really say? Yes, he did. All right. Yes, he did. But these things can happen to us in our earthly tents. We need to be strengthened. We need to be strengthened. You know, what's really weird is, though, when God created humankind, mankind, Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, he designed them to be strong and healthy and perfect in every way, and not to have to worry about any of the garbage that I've been talking about today. But Satan crept in and put doubt in their heads, and they sinned. And so now we all are sinners also. We need to be strengthened. It's interesting that in all the readings today, including both Psalms that we read from the intro, and from Psalm 1, trees are mentioned. In the Old Testament reading, it talks about, I myself, God, will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs, a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. And the mountain height of Israel will I plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it dwell every kind of bird in the shade of its branches, birds of every sort and rest. A magnificent tree. And in the gospel reading, we hear the story of a mustard seed, a little tiny seed. Planted into the ground, it becomes a great big bush that birds can nestle in. Another strength God gives. And today, I'm going to talk about another tree. Another tree that was full, was strong. Strong enough to hold our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on. Made from a tree, or maybe a couple trees, was what we call the cross of Jesus, where he was nailed to, where he suffered, where he was in pain, where he went through agony that he did not deserve to go through, because we deserve to go through it, not him. I don't remember if I came up with this or someone else did, and I'm being honest right here. But I was thinking the other day, we was talking, and I thought about the Mac Davis song. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Y'all know that song? Yeah. All right. So it is really hard to be humble sometimes, right? Yeah. You know what's interesting about this is, the most humble person who hissed in history, who humbled himself by becoming a man, even though he did not need to, who humbled himself by taking on the sin of the world, even though he did not need to, but who humbled himself by being placed on a cross, suffering and dying, the most humble person ever, Jesus Christ, is the only one who is perfect. Lord, we're glad so you're so humble and that you're perfect in every way, is how the song should really go. But he hung on that tree, that cross, the wood that was made for him to suffer and die, so that your tents, your bodies, can be strengthened. Can be strengthened in a way, such a way, that nothing can get them. But we still have illnesses, Pastor. We still have sicknesses. We still have this, that. We have Jesus Christ. Yes, we are going to have physical, spiritual, emotional illnesses on earth. But we look forward to when Christ returns. And the tent, the heavenly tent we will dwell in forever, is what we become. And we look forward to that day. Each and every one, we look forward to that day. It'll be beautiful. No sickness, no illness, no feelings, no doubt, no anything. Perfect love displayed to us by God, giving us our heavenly bodies. And we look so forward to that day. Now, I know that sometimes it's hard to look at somebody and think, we look at them and we go, man, I can't believe what they've done. I can't believe what they did. That person is just a sinner. Look at him. Look at her. A sinner. It's kind of like looking in the mirror. Ew, I can't. Ew, why am I hanging around with this guy? Oh, I have no choice. I'm stuck with myself. But each person, yes, we're looking at sinners. But we're also looking at people made by God. We're looking at people redeemed by Jesus. We're looking at people sanctified by the Holy Spirit. When we look at each other, we are looking in fellow believers of Jesus Christ. How glorious it is to be able to look at someone like the way God looks at us. I'm looking out at you and I'm going, man, this is great. I'm looking at a lot of people redeemed by Christ, given the faith by the Holy Spirit to believe that Christ redeemed them. I'm looking at a bunch of people who are fortified in Christ Jesus, baptized and fortified in his name. I'm looking forward to next Sunday when we will be having a baptism here at this church. It's going to be so wonderful and beautiful. Baptisms are always one of my favorite days of the year. What a beautiful sign to see somebody being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To see them strengthened. To see them, their heavenly tent being constructed right in front of our eyes. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when these winds come, and you're having a hard time, remember, Jesus is our strength. He's the one who leads us to be upright and to ward off all of that junk. In the name of Jesus, amen.